Good morning, Saints. God bless you. Just have a few announcements this morning. First, the water pressure has been fixed, apparently, so that's quite high, so just be careful when you... Okay. Okay, so quite high pressure. So just be careful when you turn the taps on. And also that there's the AGM at 1 o'clock over in the luncheon hall this afternoon. No disagreements on that one? Okay, so that was right. Let's just bow our heads in prayer and welcome our Lord here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we just welcome you, Lord, and we just welcome you, Lord, into our hearts this morning and into this place, Lord, of worship. Lord, may our praises, Lord, and our thoughts, Lord, and the desires of our heart be acceptable unto you this morning. Lord, even the reason why we gather, Lord, may it be, Lord, pleasing unto you, and may it be sweet unto your ears, Lord, this morning. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for your goodness, Lord. Blessings upon our lives, Lord, and that you would watch over us day by day, Lord. And we just commit all things into your hands at this time, the praise and worship, the bringing of the word, and those that might listen in as well in their time of listening, Lord, where you bless them and be their portion, in Jesus' name, amen. Shall we sing number 182, We're Together Again?
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen, something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I can, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to
number 372. You ask me why I'm happy.
You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I met the scoffers who asked me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, my devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus, I'm happy night and day, because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgiveness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're happy about that this morning. Let's sing number 369, I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial soul. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life may grow, I'll fly away. Like the bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few weary days, and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never reign. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, let's sing the chorus again. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Amen. You look forward to that? You believe it? You believe it? praise the Lord. Let's sing number 292, In My Heart There Rings a Melody. Was there going to be any items this morning? That was the number. How about testimonies? Because there will be no afternoon service as well, so we might have some testimonies if there is any.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. It is a melody above. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. Christ who died on Calvary, for He washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there
sing number 266, Because He Lives.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died. By my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, I can praise Him.
believe that? Praise the Lord. Do you know that thing that He holds your future? And you just trust in that? In a world that's so uncertain about the future, you know, praise the Lord, we've just got that anchor that holds, don't we? We'll just sing one more and then I'll ask Sister Mill to bring your item there. Let's sing number 200. On Jordan's stormy banks I hold. Stand, sorry.
Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye.
Testimonies as well after Sister Mills brought her item, so just keep that in mind.
Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, these footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone, there'll always be someone there. I know He won't let me down, He's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through Him and His love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me.
I think that my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by his hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go. That's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Oh, footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad. These footsteps won't go away, through good and bad, through happy and sad, by my side they will stay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. They won't go away. Thank you, Sister Mel. Was there any testimonies this morning? How about any prayer requests?
The woman in the restaurant this morning, said to me, just please pray for them. And I really believe they mean it. They are so sweet and kind, and I'd like us to pray for the nursing Amen. Staff or the staff in the rest home. But Brian knows.
Certainly. You know, it's the Lord intervenes for you if you want him to. I believe that. If you bring him into your situation, he will. Is there any others? Just no. Thanks, Brother Paul.
Last week, or it might have been the week before, my son lost their wee dog off the back of the ute. And she's a darling little dog. She really is. She's the boy's friend, and they didn't know where she was or anything. They had no idea. They searched the road, and it's a long road. Anyway, I prayed about it, and I thought about it. And I just prayed myself, you know, and I just sort of didn't say anything to the kids or the grandchildren and what have you. Anyway, it was a lady had rung in and said she thought she'd seen dice out the back of her farm. And so my daughter-in-law and my grandson were going out to see. And when she rang me to tell me, I said to her, well, you tell Finn, who is my grandson, that Nana's prayed for Dice and she'll be fine. And they found her, and apart from a little nick on her leg, she was perfectly fine. She was scared. She was delighted to see them. But she'd been away for 2 nights and 2 days, and she's only a little fox terrier. So I just thank the Lord that he had his hand on Dice, but more so, and I could say to Finn, Nana's prayed about it, Jesus will look after him.
Amen.
You know, and that's the thing. So thank you, Lord.
I mean, so those little things that, I mean, such a young mind, you know, and see what, to have that guidance, because a lot of children don't have that. They know where to turn. Sister Barbara.
I'd just give a testimony on behalf of my grandson, our grandson, Jake, Ian's eldest. He's an apprentice builder, and about a month ago he was using a saw and it jumped and chopped a couple of his fingers or tips of his fingers off quite badly. Didn't come off, but very badly. And anyway, we were talking to Ian a couple of days ago. He was thanking the Lord for their lovely new home they've moved into. And he said Jake went to the doctor that day, and the doctor said, oh, you'll be back at work well before we thought of. It's healing really, really well. So we just praise the Lord for that, and they thank the Lord for that too.
The others? I'll just ask if Brother Lee wouldn't mind coming in and bringing, or just praying in general, but there was just one for Brother Moses. We'll just remember him. and of course the rest home staff as well.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, he said that the Lord cares about the little things and the big things. You know, he cares for everything. Even when you're in your bad times and you're down low, you don't think, if you can be like me occasionally, you just let the Lord down by not thinking of the Lord. And then things have come right. And then you start to realize, well, thank you, Lord, you are obviously in that. And it's in hindsight I'm saying thank you instead of asking him in the first place to help me. But it's all a matter of us learning where we stand with the Lord. He's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. We're just men and women. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, it's a wonderful thing that we have the privilege of talking to Almighty God, the one that made heavens and earth and all the things that we have, the weather and the animals and the hot and the cold, gentle breezes, even high winds do good for certain things. We're very grateful, Lord, for what you've provided for us, and we do love you. We just pray for all of those things that were needful at this time. I didn't write them down when I heard them announced, but you know them, Lord, in detail. And Lord, we do ask for you to be with the people in listening on the internet, wherever they are, here in New Zealand, overseas, whichever country they're in. Help them, Lord, because they're our brothers and sisters, just as close as those here in the auditorium. We're waiting and looking for your coming, Lord, and it won't be long. I'm very sure it won't be long. But we do thank you, Jesus, and just be with us in this service and the meeting this afternoon. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's sing number 613. There's a light in the window, a table spread with splendor.
There's a light in the window, table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open. I see the bright light shine, it's just about home. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wounded, and I'm ready for delivery. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. I can see the family gathering, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. Whose pulsing heart is crying, think I've spread my wings for flying. I see the bright light shine, it's just about time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world has been a wounded, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I'm I see the bright light shine, it's just about time. I can see my father standing at the door.
sing number 74. Sometimes I feel like I'm going up. And then I'll ask Brother Harold to bring the word this morning.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going up. Sometimes I feel like I'm going up. Sometimes I feel like I'm going up, I'm going up, I'm going up. Sometimes I feel like I'm going up, I'm going up to stay. Sometimes I feel like heaven's come down.
Thank you, Brother Howard. You may be seated.
I'm going up. One day it won't be feeling like it. We will be going up. Isn't that wonderful? That's what we long for. That's what we're praying for. That he'll come soon. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you all this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And we just pray that God will speak to us through his precious word. Not very often I turn off my tab, but I wait for it to warm up now. But I just thank the Lord that we have the Lord in this hour. And I know he's with us. He said, I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. One day God gave me that verse. I was really in a real need at the time. And he said, I will help you. I will strengthen you. I tell you what, that was just straight from heaven. That stuck in my heart for months. He said, I'll help you. And I will strengthen you. And I just want to say this to us here and those that are listening, that God will help you and he will strengthen you. Just give your heart to him and say, Lord, I just want you to help me. He'll do it. You mean it, you believe it, he will do it. So praise the Lord for that. I'd like to welcome Brother Tom Searle to the service this morning. The engineer of this is listening in for a little while anyway, because they are 2.5 hours behind us. So I pray that they'll be blessed just hearing a little bit of it. He just wants to see how it goes. And we just pray it'll be a real wonderful time. Thank you, Lord. Just one moment, bear with me, saints. Technology is good, but it also has its problems. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just pray that he'll speak to us today. If I can get this computer to go. Shouldn't have to write from a computer. I don't think Peter preached from a laptop or Paul preached from a tablet. I believe they preached under inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that? Still not helping me though. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe we're just going to rely on the Lord. Hey? Instant in season, out of season, yes. Amen. Oh, here we go. Praise be to God. all else fails, go to your phone. I've gone to my phone. I have no idea what's going on. But the Lord does, and he'll be with us and he'll help us. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Paul's speaking, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Who's wanting to see his appearing? And then this promises unto you. I want to turn to chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight a good fight of faith. Also like to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Let no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Did you know you're a soldier? I never went to the army. They never called me up. But I'm in the King's Army. This is a greater calling, Brother Tatu, to be in a soldier of the King of Kings. Praise be to God. So shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to thee. We're praying, Lord, that you'll speak to us through your precious word, Lord. Give us faith to believe and to trust you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the ones that are here today, Lord. We remember those that are not here. You know where they are, Lord. We pray that you'll help them and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. You may be seated. So I've entitled this, The Good Fight. Now, fights aren't good, but this one is a good fight. This fight is a good fight. You know, we have two types of fighting, really. The battles of the flesh. You have any of those? And the battles of the spirit. I'm sure we have those. And I want to read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12, which says, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These things are real. They are happening every day, and we're going to be on our guard. May God help us. So Paul clearly defines the two. We just read them. We're speaking of a spiritual fight now. A spiritual fight is far more serious than a battle of the flesh. It really is. A spiritual battle is more serious than a battle of the flesh. I want to read from Matthew what Jesus said. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You know who that is, don't you? The Lord. He's the one. That's the one we should be fearing, not fearing the person that's going to shoot us or whatever. They may shoot you, but you go to heaven. But as though the Lord is the one we need to be fearing, because he's able to destroy the body and the soul. So we need to have a godly fear today. Praise be to God. And there's two aspects of this fighting, and it's very true. There's two aspects to the fighting. We fight as an army because we're in an army. We're in the army. We're in the Lord's army. You've sung that song, "We're in the Lord's army." We are. It's not a game. It's not a kid's song. It's reality. And we fight as an individual. So there's two things we need to realize. We fight as an army and we fight as an individual. Now the army goes to battle, but ultimately it's an individual affair. You're the one that's going to have the battle. I've got to have my battle. My wife may not have a battle, although I think she may. What I'm trying to say is, you've got your own battle to fight. And the Lord says that we need him. And it's a good fight we're in. We'll find out why it's a good fight. Praise be to God. An army goes to battle, but ultimately it's an individual affair. So Paul is speaking as an individual fighter. He says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And when I read that this morning, Sister Merle, I thought of Sister Shirley. She's fought a good fight. She's finished her course. And she's kept the faith. And brother and sister, all of us are going to come down, as we said on the funeral night, the funeral day. We're all going to come to the box. Be sure of this, we'll all get in the box. And that's not the issue. It's getting out of the box. Everyone's going to get in the box. When you get in the coffin, there's only one that can get you out. And that's the resurrected Lord Jesus. So as much as we appreciate the support of the body of Christ, we do. We cannot escape the personal warfare we personally have to face. Identifying the enemy is really important. And the reason I say that, our enemy is not people. They are not your enemy. It goes deeper than that. Except to be yourself. Because your worst enemy is you. My worst enemy is me. Your worst enemy is you. That is your big troublemaker, you. Now, our enemy is principalities against powers of Satan. An enemy uses camouflage. That's what he does. He uses camouflage. And he can appear as having a good time. You say, "Oh, we're having a good time." It may be, not always, but it may be the enemy. You've got to watch those things. He can appear as an angel from God. He can come as an angel. You know the story of Saint Martin, when the angel came down to him and said, "Martin." Martin, he was a real man of God, a spiritual man. He looked at him, he said, "Martin, praise me. Don't you know who I am? I'm the Lord Jesus." Martin looked at it again. If you're a child of God, I don't care how flash it looks, if something doesn't register right. And he looked at that angel, and he had a crown on his head. And this is what Martin said, Satan Martin. "Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get you behind me. For the Bible says, the word of God says, the saints shall crown him in the last days." He had a crown on too early. That's why it's important for you to know the word of God. So he came as the Lord, but it was actually the devil. It came to Saint Martin. So these things are very real, and we need to exercise them. Praise be to God. So we see that he can appear as a believer even. You say, oh no, Brother Howard, I'm not believers. Oh yes, the Bible says so. The devil can come as a believer, very convincingly, come to you. That's why we've got to be so careful. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say, these people, which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars. So Satan can hide behind a so-called believer. I'm not asking to go and examine everybody. Because normally the Holy Spirit will tell you straight away. You pick up people's spirit. They could be religious. And I just love this lovely quotation here, which I felt was a real blessing. And Brother Branham says, this is really good information, really good, solid advice. He says, love one another above everything. Love one another. Doesn't matter what the devil tries to say. Now you're all one great big sweet group now. One big sweet group now. But remember my warning. See, Satan won't let it stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything he has to bring somebody in to make his target. Now listen to what he says. Really important. He'll bring some critic or unbeliever in, sit him down, and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. And he'll shoot that guy with some kind of poisonous stuff. And he'll start through the church with it. He says, don't you take sides with it. Don't take sides with it. Don't you have anything to do with anything else. You stay right loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man, that he'll be saved too, or that woman, whoever it is. Just pray for them and stick one with another and stay with your pastor. See, he's the shepherd, and you give him respects. He'll lead you through because he's ordained of God to do so. As for any true pastor God calls, I believe that. So continuing, identifying this imposter, that's how he comes. Satan can appear as a spiritual truth. Oh, I've got a real good revelation for you. This is real deep. Jesus said in the wilderness, when the devil came to him, the devil came to Jesus and said, I want to tell you a few things that you need to worship me. We knew that wasn't right. But you know what Jesus, he didn't argue with it. He says, it's written. This is our absolute. It's not what I think, what you think, or some other person thinks. It's what God's word says. Who believes that? Say amen. So if God says it in here, we believe it, that settles it. Never forget that, brother and sister. And so Jesus had to, and then the devil comes back and he says, it's written, his angels shall give charge over thee, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus came back, it's also written. It's also written. Just use, this is a sword. The word of God is a sword. And you use that to fight the devil with. Don't use your brains. Use the scriptures to fight the devil with it. And he'll come back and say, I know a scripture for you. And he pokes a sword at you. Then you draw your sword again and say, it's also written, Satan. It's also written. So it's really important that we do that. Now, the Bible says in Galatians 8, verse 1, verse 8, for though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. There it is, the advice. Angels hiding themselves. Devils can hide themselves in all manner of things, and through people, through influences. So we're in a battle. We've got to be really equipped. You know, when you go to war, Brother Lee, you never went to war. You got your uniform on, that's as far as you went, right? Yeah, but you never went to war. No. When you go to war, you don't see the enemy because they can disguise themselves. And I'm not a soldier either, but they say that one of the things you must know is to identify the enemy. You must be able to identify your enemy. And we in the spiritual battle must be able to identify the devil's cunning tricks against your walk with God. So praise the Lord. And that's why it is a good fight. And the reason it is because we have the chief captain watching over our souls. Let's say praise the Lord. We have the chief captain watching over our souls. Our chief captain who has gone before and he's gotten us the victory. We can read the end of the script, Brother Keith, which tells us that we have the victory. Jesus said on Calvary, it is finished. And we as believers in Christ receive that from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In Joshua, I love this story. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua, he was the commander, was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the hosts of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Who would like to meet the angel of the chief captain of the host? You know, brothers and sisters, that was a wonderful experience for Joshua. And he really needed that. Praise be to God. He really needed that experience. Amen. And he's still the chief captain today. The Lord is the chief captain of our souls this morning. Wherever you people are listening, he's the chief captain of your soul right now. All we have to do is follow his instructions. And his instructions is his word. Follow what the Bible says. Don't follow Howard Searle. Don't follow other preachers. Follow what the Bible says. So we see these things are very real today. We have to follow his instructions. He said to Moses, stand still. Now, this is quite a big thing. There's the Red Sea. There's 2 million Israelis standing next to him. And behind them is an Egyptian army, really angry because their firstborns have been killed. They're going to slaughter them. And Moses cries out to the Lord, Lord, what can we do? We can't go forward because there's 2 mountains on each side. We can't go forward. We can't go backwards. What do I do? You know what Moses said? The Lord said to Moses, he said, stand still
and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, when you don't know which way to go, go to the chief captain. Ask him, what shall I do? You know what he wants you to do? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He doesn't want you to get involved. He wants you to trust him. Hallelujah. I believe that with all my heart. We always want to fight. I'll handle the situation. We just get ourselves into trouble. Stand still and let God move on the scene. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? But we always want to fight. But this is a good fight. It requires you to stand still and trust totally in God. In Chronicles, we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, because a big army came against them. For the battle is not yours, but God's. And brother and sister, today the battle is not ours, but the Lord's. Who believes that? Amen. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. And these brothers found that out in a wonderful way. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And so we see that he had to stand still and trust God. You say, what am I going to do? Nothing. If you're trusting God, you leave it to God. Don't try and work it out. God will show his hand and move in your life in a marvelous way. Who believes these things? Amen. Many times, we've all got testimonies how God has just come down, Brother Lee. We just had those trouble with your head and all that, you know, and all those things. And he just came down and winds up in the hospital, starts witnessing to everybody. God's ways are past finding out. It's so wonderful. I just love it. And he promised to fight for us if we'll trust him. Now, Satan is more than a match for us. You cannot overcome the devil in your own strength. It's not possible. The devil is a supernatural being. He can slay you like that. But we have a chief captain. And he's fighting for us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And Satan has already been defeated at Calvary. He defeated the devil, stripped him of all his rights and authority when he died for our sins. And Jesus took all your sins and he died for them and paid the full price of all your sin, and the devil has no claim on us. I believe this. Who believes it? My, it's just so wonderful. And Joshua goes on in Joshua 23, verse 8. But cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heart, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else, now this is something here that's really important. If ye do in any wise go back, don't go back, brother and sister. Don't start slipping, backsliding back into the world or into other things. It's a warning to you. If you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, that's the world, and you shall make marriages with them, getting involved with them, and go in unto them and they unto you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you. But they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your side, and thorns in your eyes. until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. Who wants the Lord to be your chief captain? You've got to watch you don't slip back and start playing around with the world. Don't get worldly. Don't get mixed up. Stay pure to the chief captain. Stay pure to his word. Say, Lord, I'm just going to follow you. I'm going to stand still. I'm expecting you to come and meet my need. I'm expecting you to heal me. I'm expecting you to chasten me. Whatever's required, I want you to do it, Lord. So that's the warning he gave to us. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
He's so wonderful. And I just love that experience of Joshua. He got some very clear instructions from the Lord. And we have the same instructions. Well, that word is for us too. So we notice the condition in Joshua 23:11-12. Take good heed. Good heed, good notice. Sit up, people. Listen to what God's saying here. Take good heed unto yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. Else if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them and go in unto them, and they to you. It's talking about mixing with the world and becoming integrated with them. You cannot expect the chief captain to stay with you. If you want to be a soldier, you must do what the chief captain has ordered you to do. We have been equipped. We have been equipped. Who believes we've been equipped?
Amen.
Absolutely, we've been equipped. You know, when you go in the army and they put you in the army, they equip you. And they don't just give you a lunchbox. They give you weapons. They give you helmets. They give you armor to protect yourself. And when we come in the Lord's army, we are equipped as well. Hallelujah. All we have to do is follow him. He promised he'd fight your battles. Who believes God will fight your battles?
Amen.
Today God will fight your battles. We're not talking about some airy-fairy time. Whenever you have need, he's there. Blessed be his holy name. So we see Joshua got these instructions. Hallelujah. And he was told to stand still, just as Moses was. This good fight requires you to stand still and trust totally in God. Thank you, Lord. I'm battling with this, Satan's Eden. This thing's not doing what I want it to do, nor is that one. Maybe I've just got to preach. the Lord knows all things. Thank you, Lord. So we need to take heed to what he said. The Lord told you to take heed and listen. Don't slip back on what you believe. Don't start messing with the things you know are wrong. You do that, he cannot help you or bless you. He said you'll lose out. He said it very clearly. And else, if you do in any wise go back, the blessing's not going to be there. So there is a condition. There is a condition. I was listening to a preacher the other day who will use mightily of God, great signs and wonders, and they said, this is the one thing you people need to know. All you see is the glamour up on the stage. You see the ministry and you see the power of God setting the cripples free and all those things. But there's one thing I want to make clear to you. Is everybody listening here? Is everyone here listening?
Amen.
There is a price. There is a price.
or your walk with God. It's not easy. You've got to be willing to pay the price. So we've been equipped for this fight. The chief captain has provided everything we have need of. Even in this evil Laodicean age. You know what he did? He sent a flying eagle. Read in Revelation. We should preach on this sometime to make it clearer for some of you. He sent a flying eagle to do battle. This was a ministry of the Holy Ghost. For his children in this hour, we need the ministry of the Holy Ghost in this hour to meet the needs of this hour. And the ministry of the flying eagle is God's spiritual power to equip us. Without it, we would be consumed by the rider of the pale horse. That's the Antichrist. The pale horse is in ride now. And it's really dangerous. You need to be under the ministry of a flying eagle for this generation. And the anointed word of this hour to fight the devils of this age. The Bible says the word is the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God, this Bible, is the sword of the Spirit. And this is what Jesus did. When he went to battle with the devil out in the wilderness, he didn't say, hey, listen here. Don't you know who I am? Haven't you seen me doing all those miracles? He never said a word. He drew the sword. He said to Satan, it's written. It's written, Satan. And he kept on using the sword. That is your sword today. You must know your Bible. You must read your Bible. You must be aware of the promises of God's Word. And I believe it takes the Holy Spirit to handle this Word. It's the sword of the Spirit, not the sword of the preacher, not the sword of the man or the woman. It's the sword of the Spirit. It takes the Holy Ghost to operate this book. The word is only effective in the hands of a Holy Ghost-filled believer. I'm afraid to say, and I'm not going to go on about this, but there's many people who are not Holy Ghost-filled that are in churches today preaching out of this Bible, and they're not filled with the Spirit. Because I heard one last night deny the word. Told you that wasn't God. Tried to say, well, there's no healing today. Oh, man. But this man needs the Holy Spirit. The message of the flying eagle is not just the word either, but it's an anointing. And I want it. I want all of it. Praise be to God. So let us look at our spiritual equipment, which for a few moments. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, we read this. Put on the whole armor of God, not some of it. Put the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That's right now. This is the evil day. And having done all, to stand. To stand. You don't have to make it happen. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. This is truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Now notice, we only have one weapon. We have one weapon. The rest is protection.
You have one weapon, and it's a sword. And this is what you fight with. The Bible says. They say this, the Bible says. But what about this? The Bible says this also. Know your word. This is your, what you fight the devil with. You don't have to argue. Don't argue with him. Just say, like Jesus said, it's written. Why don't you fall down and worship me? He said, it's also written. Thou shalt worship the Lord, only the Lord, God Almighty. Thou shalt not worship anyone else. So we see, we have one weapon. That's the word of God. The rest is protection from the darts of the wicked. And we'll be attacked, but we are protected, hallelujah, by the shield of faith. We need to have faith and believe that God can do these things. And we've got to put our faith in action. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Notice only one weapon. That's his word. So you know how you should know how to use this. And you can only use it under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We'll be attacked, but we are protected. When we stand behind his word. Who's in the army of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
We've got soldiers here this morning. That's wonderful. We've got to act like soldiers. It's a great privilege to be called a soldier of the cross and to fight a good fight. The reason about this, why is it a good fight? Because you will not lose it. Why will you not lose it? Because Jesus won it for you. Praise be to God. I'm sorry for the interruptions this morning. But I think you got the message. We need the sword. We need the Holy Ghost to keep us and to fight for us. Oh, brother, you don't know what I've got, the problems I've got. Stand still, commit it to God, pray to God. Lord, this is what we need. Ask him and leave it there and stand and watch God come on the scene. I don't care what it is. With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Who believes that?
Yeah.
Shall we just stand for prayer, brother and sister? Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, bit of a chopped up little message, but Lord, I believe it's truth. We are in a good fight. And the reason it's a good fight is because you're the chief captain and we're following you, Lord, and you've equipped us with weapons of thy word, Lord, and an armor of faith, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. And our footwear has also been given to us. I pray, Lord Jesus, that each one will not try and battle this out. Lord, because the time's coming, it's getting real close, the pressure's really going to mount. But Lord, we're resting in you, the chief captain of our soul. I pray that you'll bless each one here and those listening. May they realize that they can't do it. You have already done it. And you should stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And Lord, that's what we do today. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord?
Amen.
Let's sing this lovely song. Very appropriate. It's an army song, this one. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Who's a soldier this morning?
Amen.
Okay, let's sing it with all our hearts unto the Lord. We really believe this. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift up the royal banner, must not suffer loss. Victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Every foe is vanquished, Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this glorious day, he that cometh now serve him by gates unnumbered fold, and carry pride with Close in prayer for us. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. Will not be long. Sustain the noise of battle and makes the victor's song. Hallelujah! To him that
going to sing number 394. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you'll answer my pleas. I thought how very appropriate that one is. Let's sing it. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time. Answer my pleas, teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in breath for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Mount up with wings as eagles. waiting on the Lord. I don't do it enough. You know, we get so busy in this world doing the things that we're doing. Not that it's wrong things, but suddenly the Lord has missed out on some things. We will sing this again, this chorus only, and a little slower and think about it. But in the meantime, we just say thank you, Lord, for being here. Let's pray. Lord, we do appreciate what we get from you, Lord. And Lord, we need to follow the eagle, Lord, for this day and age. We know we have the scriptures. Help us, each one, individually to follow it. It's the Holy Spirit that interprets what is already written. We're not adding to it. We're not taking from it. We're walking along with it. And Lord, in the song we often sing, Never Alone, Never Alone, whenever we call, you're there. We thank you, Lord, for what we've learnt today. And Lord, bless the people that are listening in at their time of listening. Encourage them. May there be a little jump in their heart with satisfaction that, yes, I understand what was said and I want to be a part of it. That's for us too, Lord. So let it be, Lord. Help us. We thank you, Lord, for the luncheon we're about to have. Just bless those that brought the food and also bless the food to us. And be with us, Lord, in the afternoon meeting we have for the church. And may we all just be there and be a part of it. We thank you, Lord, for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing the chorus only. Slower, they that wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. We'll sing it again and you're dismissed. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. May the Lord bless you.